Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Ausgabe vom All You Can Eat Interview Podcast. Mein Name ist Lele Lukas und ich präsentiere euch heute ein Interview mit Asha Lawrence von der Band Sorry. Das ist das zweite Interview, was ich bis jetzt mit Asha gemacht habe. Das erste ist auch schon wieder eine Weile her. Und diesmal saßen wir in einem Hinterhof im Wedding. Es war ein Teich in der Nähe, es waren riesige Gemälde dabei. Und wir haben über das neue Album der Band Sorry gesprochen. Das Album heißt Cosplay. Es ist schon draußen, es ist großartig. Das Interview ist eine Weile her. Bitte verzeiht. Ich finde das Interview trotzdem richtig gut. Es war ein schönes Gespräch. Wir hören uns danach nochmal. Okay, we are, how to say this? We've just been led in by a dinosaur. There is huge artworks around. And it's a, is there a pool over there?
Oh yeah, I didn't even realize that. It's like a little lake or something.
Okay, wild.
Mini golf. Yeah.
Who are you and why are we here?
Hey, my name's Asha from Sorry, the band Sorry, and we're playing a show tonight at, what's it called again? I'm gonna get it wrong.
Yeah, so. DB Studio, I think Atelier. I forgot as well.
Yeah.
We're not gonna tell anyone.
Okay, cool. It is called DB Studio. I'm excited.
Okay. It's a very different show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a stripped back little, I don't know how it's gonna go. It's gonna be interesting. But yeah, it'll be something. But yeah, it's not the normal setup. But yeah, we played a fun one in a record shop last night in Paris. But I think that one is more intimate, so you can kind of get away with it. This one's quite like expansive. The sound, I don't know how the sound will carry like this, but we'll see.
Okay. Do you think that looking at the sound, is that something that has changed over time for you, that you've become more attuned to how the band sounds in a space like that?
Oh yeah, I think when I go into a space, I kind of, the vocals always sound, I need to sing in the room, like a couple of songs, because I understand the space of the room. I can kind of tailor, I don't know how to put it into words, it's just something my mind does, yeah. Yeah.
How did this one feel when you first came in? Was it?
Well, this one, the sound's kind of crazy, so it was a bit difficult to know what's going on. But I think it'll be cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. You'll make it cool, I guess. It's your job, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, my job.
How is that? Is there moments sometimes when you're like, oh, this is my job, and like there's kind of a realization moment, or are you very settled in?
No, I do think that sometimes. I think it was more, when you're younger, I think it was more like you kind of just doing it. And I think it was quite chaotic a lot more. But I care a lot more now. I think for the show, I want the show always to be at a good, higher standard. But it's like a lot of money and effort to go somewhere and for everyone. So I think I feel more like I need to be really on form to put on, make a good vehicle for the song, you know.
It's the third record. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Three records, that's very nice.
Yes, yeah.
How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels good. I'm happy that we've released it. It felt like it summed up a time and kind of nice to close that chapter and see what happens next, really. Okay. Yeah.
Are those songs all from the time in between? Like from the last record to now, or is there songs that are older?
There's some that are old, like Jive was a song from like 7 years ago. Well, just the hook, the vocal hook was like a different song. So there's some, like, not full songs, but some moments that were from before that we patched in. But a lot of them were kind of written in that time.
Mm-hmm. How do you find something from 7 years ago again?
I literally knew for some reason that as soon as I made that, I was like, this is going to be a good one at some point. But it wasn't really ready yet. And then we started playing it to band, it still didn't really work. I still don't know if it's in its perfect form yet. I think it would be work better as more of a dance song to me. It was always like a Daft Punk song in my head. But yeah, I think just there's like things that aren't really ready yet. But there's like a feeling they give you when you make them that like, this is going to mean something at some point. So, yeah.
That's cool, I guess. And then you just have it in the back of your head, and then it feels right again?
Yeah, it just comes out. Yeah, or like a melody will bring on something. Something will kind of remind you of something that will bring you back to something that you've made. Sometimes that happens.
How is that? You called the record Cosplay. And I was wondering what... And I read that you came to the name relatively late.
Yeah.
What did the word mean to you before you put it onto the record?
I never really used that word before. I feel like once I started thinking about it, I saw it a lot more. I think that happens when you're thinking of something, then things always come out. I never really thought about it as a word that much before. But I remember once we were on tour and we were playing our first show on the UK tour. It was like a Furbies convention when we got there in the daytime. So maybe that, and I remember thinking, this is weird. And I remember, it's kind of similar to, going to a gig and everyone wearing a leather jacket. Like, it's just a different outfit. So I think you could get away with it more if you like music. They're still dressing up something that is, fictional. It doesn't exist. So I think I just found it funny. And I think people try and, it's hard to determine what someone likes these days from their style, actually, their clothes style. And I think that's the same in the song. Just because something's one thing, it doesn't mean the whole thing's like that.
Is that something you were, that you confronted with is a hard word to say, but something that you met, people assuming things out of songs or stuff that made you go think in that direction?
In which direction?
Well, you said that people assume stuff out of hearing a song.
Yeah, I think people always have their own assumptions on who, what they think you are or who you think they are. And I don't think that affected me more when I was younger, because I kind of felt constrained by someone I had to be. But I feel like a bit like this one, I kind of realised I'm just taking on different energies, and that's just kind of... It's not it doesn't feel... It's still personal, but it's the choice of what I'm choosing to wear is the personal choice. It's just a vehicle. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't really mind anymore, because I think a good song as well, everyone has their own idea about it, and that means that they can see themselves in it as more than they can. I think when someone says something, it's more about how they are feeling than it is about you sometimes. I don't know.
Does that go in the same direction as with a lot of bands and stuff? They say when they made the things, they're not theirs anymore, and they kind of give it away, and then everyone else makes something else out of it? Or
I do think something leaves your body. I didn't feel that. I only felt that actually when that record came out, I did actually, for the first time, I felt energy had gone. I did actually feel... I think it was so emotionally taxing, and it was, very difficult, and it was long, and I do think something sort of left my body a bit. And But it's also kind of difficult when it leaves, because it's harder to tap into it when you're playing it live. When it's really raw and you feel it, I do think the performance is better. But then I think now, even if I'm not into it, people probably won't know. So I guess it's fine, because you've kind of learnt. You've learnt, once the song's crystallised as it is, there's no more kind of going back into it. Into kind of, you can still, sometimes moments happen, and that's nice, but I do think something else happens in a live way. Also, I think once those emotions pass, they're not your, you don't feel like that anymore. So I guess it's just other people experiencing that experience or something.
Is that feeling something that one is chasing in a sense when you make an album or when you do stuff like that, or is that something that is different every time?
I do think I'm always chasing a new feeling. I feel like I get bored of songs really easily. I find it really difficult to play the same. I think I find it more hard than the rest of the band to get the songs are really... I have to embody them for me to feel like it was a good show. So I think even when we just play one new song in the whole mix, it makes me feel excited for that song, which will make everything else better. I think it's my job to recognize those things. And it's like, I think of it, it's like art as well. It recognizes things people don't know, a doctor recognize you've got a problem in your heart. Like, it's the same thing as, like, you know what that is, so people can understand something about something they don't know how to spend all their time trying to understand.
You called the time difficult, definitely. How do you... Now I'm thinking about the feeling you described, and then what makes you go back to it one again and again and again, assuming that is something that...
I think it's a different feeling every time. Like, I think you go back to the same song till it's finished, and then when it's finished, then I think it's like, it might be the same feeling, but it comes in a new form of, like, a new person or a different experience or a new, you know, like a love or something stupid like that comes. Like, the way you think about love is so different when you're younger. Like, the younger version of a love song to me feels very different to, like, how I'll write one now or, like, even after this experience. So I think it's just revisiting the same feelings where you're at, which I think is why you find new songs all the time. Like, you know, and then a song reminds you of a certain time, but it doesn't, like, hit the same sometimes.
Is that... I wonder... Correct me if I'm wrong, if the analogy or metaphor doesn't work, but it kind of feels like standing in front of a door that you've been down before, and you're like, do I go in that? Do I do that right now? Or do I want to do something different?
Yeah, I do think that. Yeah, I do feel like something... I feel like these songs have a purpose, but I do feel like my creative energy is changing a bit, and I want to explore new things after this, which will be nice.
Okay. What does finding out new things look like for you? Do you just sit down and wait? Do you start writing?
No, I think just playing with lots of different people or even moving somewhere else for a bit. Like, I've lived in London my whole life and we've been a band for 10 years. Like, I still want to do the band, but I think I want to just kind of experiment a bit more. And I think you can feel really reliant on other people, and they, like, me and Louis, I think we have such a close bond, which is really nice, but I feel like we probably don't feel like we don't exist without the other in some ways, and I think it would be good for us to find our own creative feet a bit, so that we know what's ours and what's yours, so then you can, like, help each other, you know what your strong point is, rather than fighting for the same thing, you know?
So is that when you make the music, do you pull on the same strings and arrive somewhere, or do you do very different things and then meet in the middle at some point?
No, I think when a song's, like, taking off, I think we both see the same thing, and he'll usually be playing the chords and I'll play the melody or have the lyrics, or sometimes we'll bring up one of his, like, each song is different how it comes about, or sometimes we'll just be playing with a sample and the song will come out. Like, I do think we are very in tune when a song is both of ours, it will come to life, like, in our heads, and I think we don't have words to talk about it, we know what we're doing, you know.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a, like, curse and a blessing, because it's like, you know, you won't have that with someone else. But it's hard to have a relationship like that, because you're also different people. Like, you still do have opinions, and so it's kind of, yeah, it has its ups and downs. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, the album came out, what, not even a week ago?
Yeah.
Are you proud of it?
Yeah, I'm proud of it. I think there's always, like, things that I would change. But yeah, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of, like, I think it's... I feel much better about it than I have the other ones, this close to it. And I think it's better live. I think it has better... I think it has more kind of easier to digest, which is... And a bit more upfront, which is nicer. Yeah.
The easier to digest, was that a thing that just happened or that you were aiming for?
I think it happened and we were aiming for it. I think it's not even like, oh, we want it to be, I don't mind if people can digest it or not, but I just think the last album was, like, quite emotional and quite slow, and, like, it's just quite, the shows were quite emotional and, like, slow, so it's nicer to, like, have different energies. Like, they're still dark, like, a bit more up and down in it, just for the purpose of a fun, more fun show, and I think we feel like that anyway, so kind of it's nicer to go through the motions rather than, like, just kind of intense the whole time. Yeah.
So now in March you're back for another show, I think, so you're touring next year. Yeah. Early next year. Mm-hmm. Last time we talked, I asked you about how you prepare for shows.
Yeah. Probably the same. I drink tequila and I hope for the best.
Yeah. Are you, so has that part professionalized a little bit? Do you better know now what makes what? Yeah, we've been there in the beginning, but
I just know how to dose. I know how to dose myself. I know. I try not to get too drunk, and like sometimes I'll do it more sober. I know how I'm feeling. I'm more in tune. Like I know how I'm. You know, like I know if I feel if I have enough crazy energy in me, then I don't really need to drink. But if I'm kind of need to get into state, it is difficult to get into these states so quickly that I need to drink and I need to, especially it is annoying, it's just like I don't want to feel bored, but I think I do feel difficult to get into songs sometimes, so drinking a spirit kind of just allows me to quickly sort of shoot into something.
That's an interesting situation when there is something like that is asked of you. Or like,
yeah,
does that how does that feel to have to get into that space? Or is that something that you make yourself?
That like, I think it is getting more difficult for me. I think I was, especially because I get a bit older, I think when I was younger, it was easier for me to cruise. And like, even if I didn't want to do, not like I felt forced, but I don't think people appreciated, especially people around me, how much more taxing it is for me to do this. And also I'm a lot smaller, and like there's not really a sustainable way to move forward is which what I mean. Like, so I'm happy to like do this one, and then I feel like I need to sort of reevaluate what I kind of, because I think those songs and that energy that is Sorry is like that, and I don't think, I feel like it's, you know, I don't know if that would all change, you know. So I think some that kind of has to come from writing different songs or having a kind of different dynamics going on between everyone. Yeah,
it's an interesting situation that you got yourself into.
I know, yeah, exactly. I think we all feel like that. I think that's the thing in the band, you're like, sometimes you feel really bad and you're like, why am I doing this? But then you're like, I don't know how to do anything else. And then like you have moments when I'm like, oh, like, also it's funny because, you know, like people, yeah, a lot of people, it's a good opportunity, it's like a mad opportunity, but it is difficult sometimes. I think it is very difficult. I think it's a weird experience, and it is quite lonely sometimes because people don't understand what's going on, and I think it's difficult for them to understand.
Sure.
Yeah.
They don't know. I mean, yeah. They don't stand in front of I don't know how many people once a night and have to perform something.
And I think I find it really sad when the show's not good. Like, even if people don't like it, I know how I feel. So it's like, even if it is a good show, but like if I haven't felt good about it, it does make me feel bad. So it does take a lot to feel like this is a good one, and it's bad. I think it will have its day at some point. I think, yeah.
What is it like coming back from tour versus going on tour?
It's just like it's a similar thing. It's the whole experience is just up and down the whole time. It's like you once you get in the swing on tour, you'll kind of hate everyone one day, and then you like love everyone, and you've kind of like just speaking in gobbledygook to each other by the end, because you're kind of and we've been doing it for so long together, we've all been friends. So I think and then you might feel really excited, and then a couple of days later you feel like, you don't know what to do with your day, because you've just been, the shows are such high energy, and then also just being around people is like, drives you crazy. But even if it's bad, it's kind of, you miss it anyway. But yeah.
There's a rigid schedule, isn't there?
What do you mean?
Like, there is a, we have to get up now, then we have to drive, then we have to check in, then we have to sound check, then you have to go
it's
to bed at some point.
It's a lot of waiting around. That's my least favorite thing, is a lot of traveling, a lot of waiting around. And the waiting around is always like an hour and then doing something an hour. So you don't really, it's really hard to like focus on something that you actually want to be doing. It's a lot of like, what am I doing? Like, feeling quite bad. Then you just have a beer or, like, you eat something kind of gross and then you feel bad. And then you play the show and that was nice. And then you're overexcited and then you go to bed and you wake up really early. So it is really weird. But yeah, it's worth it if the show's not worth it.
Would you trade it for anything else?
I don't know. I think as I get old, I like making music. I like to just be creating. So I think I would trade that to be able to be creating more things, more. And I think I like touring and stuff, but I think my dream world, I'd want to do like less tour. Like just instead of lots of sporadic things, I'd like to just be like 2 tours a year and then like the rest of the time I'm doing other stuff, because then otherwise it takes up weird time. It's like always there but it's not really fully there. It's like, is it weird? Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
it's fascinating. I had a thought a second ago and then I lost it again. Nice. So that's how it goes.
Nice.
Is there anything, I don't know if that question actually works, but is there anything that you've put into the album or that is important to you that hasn't come up anyhow, and that not even right today, but like in general, where you're like, this was really important but no one clocked it or anything like that?
I don't know. That's a nice question, but I don't know. Okay. I think people focus. I think the interviews are so funny because, no, yours was really nice. Like, everyone's nice, and it's like, but I think it's just, you know, even the work, like the cosplay name, like, it was just a bit, like, I think to me, everything's more abstract, and obviously I can talk about it, I can frame it in whichever way I want to, but it's just kind of a collection of feelings in a new way, I guess, but, yeah, I don't know. I'll let you know next time
what's
happening. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, part of me was hoping that you'd come on stage with like prop weapons and wild fantasy outfits.
We put on these like funny like famous people masks on a couple shows that we did before, but yeah, I think we're working out the live show. Like, we got some cool visuals, so I think everyone's just. That's what I mean. It's hard to like work with 5 people, like, also because everyone's, you know, I don't know. I think cool things will happen soon, or they won't. Tequila.
<You'll never know. laughs>
Yeah.
That's a good marketing line there. Okay.
Thank you.
Did we forget anything? Anything else important?
Did we forget anything? No. I think that's good.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Nice.
Das war das Interview mit Asher Lawrence über Cosplay. Die Band Sorry spielt im März in Berlin. Das wird richtig, richtig gut. Sie spielen am 10. März an einem Dienstag im Lido. Tickets gibt's überall da, wo es Tickets gibt. Am besten direkt über die Website vom Lido. Dann werdet ihr da nicht irregeführt. Das Album, wie gesagt, heißt Cosplay. Ich find's richtig gut. Today Might Be the Hit ist großartig. Und irgendwie ist es so ein Album, das höre ich so nebenher und dann merke ich, dass es gar nicht richtig geeignet dafür, nebenher gehört zu werden, weil dann gibt es irgendeine Songzeile, irgendeinen Moment, der mich da reinzieht und dann ist das wieder uiuiui. Also sehr, sehr gut. Damals haben sie im DB-Studio gespielt, da konnte ich leider nicht dabei sein. Eine Karte fürs Lido habe ich schon. An der Stelle verneige ich mich vor Lukas, weil das so ewig gedauert hat. Es tut mir sehr leid. Schöne Grüße. Mehr Interviews mit anderen coolen Bands findet ihr auf dragonseateverything.com und in jedem Podcatcher, den ihr anwerfen könnt und in dem ihr All You Can Eat Interviews findet oder suchen könnt. Eine Review, 5 Sterne, mega nice, wäre super, vielen, vielen Dank. Also, alles Gute, bis zum nächsten Mal.
I dedicate this program to the fight against crime. Not merely crimes of violence and crimes of dishonesty, but crimes of intolerance, discrimination, and bad citizenship.
Good night, and good luck.